Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody. Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. How's everybody?
Good morning.
Let me just make a couple of tweaks here. Let me take a phone call. Let's just waste no more time.
Yes.
Whatsoever, and get right to it. And let me start the clock on the show. I am so discombobulated, it's not even.
There's a lot going on this morning, Mike.
Yeah. A lot going on.
Juggling.
Yeah, very busy. Yes, sirree. Let's go to the green screen. Hello. Oh, I'm clicking on it. There it is.
Let's say hi to Chad from Madison, Wisconsin. Chad.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Hi, Chad. How are you?
Oh, it's... It is.
So, what?
Playing the dragon, running around, delivering stuff, having a good time.
Gonna how's make a your good day of it. How's your cell phone connectivity in the part of the Wisconsin metro that you're in?
I hope it's good. I will not move an inch.
Okay, good. Now you sound nice and clear.
That's a good policy dedicated. For a delivery guy. Yeah.
Dedicated.
That's exciting.
Yep. So, a quick idea.
You should I love ideas.
Possibly on the bonus show with your wives and pony.
We should do that. You dropped out a little bit. Can you tell me what that is one more time, please?
I said I thought it'd be fun if you guys had a show where it was just your wives running the game and have just pony have to sit in.
Well, you know, we've played with that in past incarnations of the show where we've had interns come in and do a show. And it usually, you know, to be honest with you, if it didn't happen at the end of the year when we're all burned out and we just want to fill time and we want to have content on the show, the fact is it's probably not going to happen for a good long time. But to be honest with you, right. If I have mornings like this, I could actually see myself doing it tomorrow.
Yes.
Maybe later today.
Are you guys seeing my pretty face? Hold on a second, sir. Are you seeing my pretty face?
We are. Not? We see you, but we see your pretty face and your entire living room.
Yeah, we need a zoom in.
Yes. Oh,
okay.
A zoom in.
Hold on.
Our wives would have to care, sir.
Also, we would have to do it pretty soon because who knows how long we're all going to be married.
Oh, boy. I think that she gets very, very frustrated with me, to be honest with you. But she is also all vegan and now going absolutely nuts and making me... I had artificial, like, fake vegan tuna fish yesterday, which was one of the greatest things
really?
I've ever
What's
had
it made of?
Life. It's chickpeas. It's made with chickpeas. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yeah, let's and hear it was, for her.
Carl O'Mara.
It was spectacular.
Yeah.
It was
I wanted to ask you, Mike, about veganism. You,
That's what? Very close.
Oh, I want to ask you, Mike, a question about veganism.
Yeah, go ahead. Lay it on me. I'm really not an expert, nor do I wear it on my sleeve. I just talk about it because it's something we're trying.
You know how you see a delicious piece of prime rib and your mouth just waters?
Yes.
You remember that feeling?
Yeah, well, I'd like to thank Eric Zoolander for posting the roasts that he cooks, like that little waif-like nab. Cooks those on a regular basis, and I will tell you something. They appeal to me when I see them. So yeah, it does motivate me, but you'd be surprised that, you know, beef and meat in general, not that big a deal for me. I can subsist. I'm more the sugar problem is, I'll mention that during the show. The sugar issue is the issue that I have more than anything else.
But you can have sugar as a vegan, right?
I can have sugar, but it's just I shouldn't have the sugar I had last night. Let me just
booger
all right,
sugar?
I'll say it was not. It's not booger sugar. It's not cocaine.
I'm glad you're off the blow, Mike.
But I should say this that as far as keeping a atomizer jug of M&Ms in the pantry is that to me is just taking opiates into an opiate addict's house. Yeah. That's what it is.
Are M&Ms vegan?
Evil.
M&Ms are not vegan. Not even close to vegan. Yeah. But anyway, onward and upward.
Have you hit the moment yet, Mike, where when you go outside and smell fresh cut grass, your mouth just waters?
No. Shut up. All right. Anyway, thank you, Chad.
But, Mike, I am glad you're not the only one that's bothered by Eric Zoolander posting hunks of meat because I don't ever picture him eating at all.
Yeah. Well, he's got that that product that we're going to be talking about.
Yes.
Here. Mm-hmm. And so he's been cooking up a storm with it. And you know, we'll bring him in to do an ad.
I'd like to see him at about 250.
James from Springfield. Is it Springfield, Illinois, Springfield, Massachusetts, or Springfield from The Simpsons?
Springfield, Virginia, sir.
Springfield, Virginia. Sir. I missed one.
Ah.
Home of the Mixing Bowl. Yay. Ah. How are you, sir? What can we do for you?
Very well. Thank you. I'm calling today for Pony. I have a few situational awareness and security precautions.
You'll have to speak up on that speaker system or that Bluetooth. You're going to need to speak up a little bit, sir, so we can hear you.
Yes, sir. I have a few situational awareness and security precautions as a single white man traveling abroad.
Oh. Yes. Okay.
Mr. Pony Boy.
Let's hear it.
Number one, a body wallet. Get one.
Now, what is a body wallet like a money belt?
Close. You wear it around your navel. It's like a...
Fanny pack?
It's like a fanny pack you wear around your navel or the small of your back.
I'd do that. I'd take that. You know, even if we were joking and somebody was going all the way over to Japan and, you know, a body wallet. But, you know, Pony hasn't traveled out of the country extensively. So
out of the state.
Have you ever been out of the country, Pony?
No, I haven't.
All right. So this is going to be not only are you traveling, but you're traveling somewhere I've never been. I've never been to Japan or anywhere in Asia. And, you know, it's interesting. So what else? Anything else for him?
Yes, sir. Three color copies of ID and passport, back and front. One in your luggage, one in your body wallet, and one in your hotel safe.
Mm. Right. And any keep going. Keep listing them. Is there anything else?
Yes, sir. A door stop in your hotel room while you are inside, especially while you are taking a shower.
Oh, so you can block the door from being opened from the outside.
Correct, sir.
Okay, correct, sir.
And is there any reason you have all this security protocol, sir? Is this specifically for Japan or anywhere abroad?
Sir, I've traveled and worked in 45 different countries as a contractor, and now I teach people and train people to do it effectively for
that
us.
Is cool, James. Yeah. I love that.
That's what really, he really cool. says, but in fact, he is an international jewel thief.
He's spy. Yeah.
He is spy.
James, let me ask you that with your extensive. Where would be? I don't know how to frame this question because I'm going to ask you where would you not want to go in the world? There are obvious choices.
Where
there,
is the most dangerous?
Yeah.
What is the most dangerous? I'm going to frame it this way. Maybe you can answer it. What is the most dangerous country that is frequented by Americans?
Afghanistan.
Yep.
Okay, Afghanistan would be that. As far as like a generic kind of touristy place.
A non-war-torn country.
A non-war-torn, like a tourist destination. Afghanistan really isn't a tourist destination. What is a tourist destination where Americans should be en guard?
Turkey at the moment.
Yeah.
Turkey. Okay.
A lot of turmoil.
Yeah. I just
great, great wines in Turkey.
Yeah,
but
not
a lot
vegan
of turmoil.
Not vegan friendly Turkey.
No.
No.
Wow. That's cool. Is there anything else for Pony before we let you go there, James?
Born.
Yes, sir. Have an offline map of each city you are visiting with the U.S. Embassy and consulate pre positioned.
Smart, man.
Wow.
That is smart.
That is brilliant.
Sir, we should be friends offline. You're someone I need in my life.
I know. I like this. James, thank you very much for the call. Yeah, we appreciate
thank you.
That. Thank you. Let's move right on and speak to Small Font from Rochester, New York. Lori from Rochester, New York. Hello, Lori.
Hi, Mike. I have a question for you.
Lay it on me, Lori.
In the event that some untimely demise should happen to your dogs, would you get another dog and what kind?
Great question.
You know, I don't know if we've really talked about it, but we've certainly, it's come up in conversation with, you know, would we ever get a friend for Frankie because Beluga's getting much older.
And I'm not sure that any demise for Beluga would be untimely. I think at this point, all of them would be timely.
He's an enigma. I will tell you this. He is lost weight because he's older, I think.
Yeah.
But he is, and he's more out of it, obviously, but
he's like the Axl
now.
Rose of dogs.
Keith Richards. Bops around.
No, he's knocking on heaven's door.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
He hangs out, and you know, he can't see that well, can't hear that well. But it's not like he's really bumping into walls, but he is knocking stuff over, like kids' toys and stuff.
Eating Legos, always said, who does?
You know, there are a couple of families in this neighborhood in Cocoonville especially the people that come that are classic snowbirds that have larger dogs. So larger dogs are not uncommon in our neighborhood, and I have always thought that it would be kind of cool to have a golden retriever, just because my sister had one that I loved. They're classic dogs. They're kind of fluffy.
Manly dogs.
But at the same time, picking up poo and managing the dogs each and every day, I'm probably inclined to take a little respite if Beluga goes to the happy pug ground somewhere. I really feel that way. So the answer is maybe, but I'm not sure yet. Is that good enough for you?
Sure.
All right. Thank you very much, Lori. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Sam. Sam's calling us from the Outer Banks.
Ooh.
Yay. The Outer Banks. Kind of chilly out there right now. What can we do for you, Sam?
Yeah, the frozen tundra where you still have 3 inches of snow on the ground, and it was 10 degrees the other day. So
yeah,
real
it's not perfectly normal Outer Banks weather even in the winter, because it's been a rough winter all along the eastern seaboard. What can we do for you, Sam?
Well, continuing the international travel theme, my wife and I actually are on our way to Dulles right now to catch a flight tonight to France. And now we're thinking we have to pull over and make more copies of our documents. And this guy just made us. It's my first trip ever out of the country, out of Canada. She's been to Mexico, but now we're like freaked out. I mean, we need to like find a Kinko's or something like that and make copies.
And let me ask about her trip. Let me ask about her trip to Mexico. Was it Cancun?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that doesn't count.
That's like Disney World.
Cancun really doesn't count about going to another country, because there's absolutely nothing Mexican about going to Cancun.
Where are you headed to in France?
We're actually going to Paris. We're going to be there till Monday. We're just going for a short 4-day trip of food and effing. So,
all right, let me give you a... I have not been to France. I'm going to tell you this, though. This is my travel tip for you, okay? You know, what I would do is, this is what's expected in France. If you go to a little bistro or a little restaurant and you have a meal, after the meal, if you're satisfied with it, if you really thought it was a decent meal, you want to stand up on your chair and go. And they speak this English. Oh, they know this English word. Stand up on your chair and say, "That was awesome!" That's
hey, quick question. Yes. We usually go downtown when we're in D.C. to Chinatown Garden down by the Verizon, whatever.
I know what you're talking about, Chinatown, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. The Chinese place you guys go to, because we don't want to go into town because we're going to Dulles. What's the name of the place that you guys go to all the time?
It's called Gourmet. Good Guys.
No, that's downtown.
Downtown. Yeah. Is he talking about the Chinese restaurant
Peking
that we
like? Gourmet.
Peking Gourmet. Peking Gourmet Inn. Yes, in Falls Church, Virginia.
Falls Church. Okay, is that close to Dulles? I mean, we'd be worth our while
right
coming
next
from North
door.
Carolina there?
Right next door.
I think they have actually, if you're out of Concourse C, they have a Peking Gourmet.
You're being
inn
meaner
at
than
the
I'm.
Airport.
You're being no. We have to be honest with you, because you're taking a trip today, Sam, and you're nice enough to call. It is not close to Dulles.
No. 45 minutes.
Not,
no.
Rob's right. About 45 minutes.
And it's in a strip mall.
Okay. And it's worth the drive. And it's in a little dicey area of town, but it's the best Chinese food you'll ever eat.
It totally
is. I would recommend it. You know, but you don't want to load up on greasy Chinese food before
you're going
you get
to France.
You're going to France, for God's sake. Get out of here. You're going on vacation.
Have a great trip.
Let's go. Is there any chance if we can improve this size of fun? It's so teeny. Gabriel from Dulles Airport. Dulles Airport. Hello, Gabriel. Are you at the airport?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what would you like to add to the equation here?
I literally just called in. I got the note on the app, and I called while I'm here at work, so I'm trying to keep it down low.
What do you do at the airport, sir?
Yeah, Gabe, what are you doing?
I work for a major airline, daily operations planning, and I try to make sure your bags get to where they're going to once they land here.
Man, that's got to be I bet you've had nightmarish days with the Kennedy Airport flooding and all that
kind
of crap. I bet you've how's everything going now? Everything back to normal after the holidays? Everything going smoothly?
Yesterday was the first day I didn't go home and cry.
You know, it is nice to hear the other perspective. Oscar, you were going to say something to our
Sir,
friend Gabriel here?
Yes, bags break all the time, and I see them coming off on the baggage claim where you've got duct tape or security tape.
Yellow
That's great,
tape,
Tony.
Yeah.
Right now is great.
What
Fantastic.
Do you do when an Ildo Day falls out when the bag breaks?
Okay, so first of all, that's not the first time that's happened. True story, we've had them where TSA decides to do spot checks when people are boarding.
Oh, spots.
and they take a random flight, and they check everyone's stuff as they get on board. As they're boarding, they actually set up tables, and they have everybody have their private bags rechecked.
Mm-hmm.
Reinspected, I should say. Well,
this is really a travel segment on the Mike O'Meara
Show. And everybody starts laughing and whispering and pointing to this TSA spot check. Well, this woman was flying, and I don't know, she did one of those home demonstration shows or something, but she had at least 12 of them out, and they were pulling them out, and other, shall we say, toys and paraphernalia, and people, of course, are whispering and pointing, and of course, being who I am, I go look, and I see all this, and well, what can I do? I just shake my head, I keep going, and it's another day at work.
Wow. Good call. Gabriel, don't let the a-holes get you down. Hang in there, my friend.
Thanks,
Let's go
man.
To Jill from Tampa. Hi, Jill, fellow Floridian. How are you, Jill?
Good. Good morning. I'm driving into work and got the notification. Usually I'm sitting at my desk.
That's great. What do you do? Do you work for any major transportation hub, or are you just
or do you do in-home demonstrations?
No, I don't do that. I work for a small engineering firm here in Tampa.
Ooh.
By the way, if you have small children, get them into those STEM classes.
Ladies. Yes.
Yes.
Okay?
Oh, yes.
Because
my
engineering,
kids are in STEM.
Engineering.
Whether
lots
they
of,
like it or not, they're doing STEM.
Yes, they're doing STEM. Yeah, and they don't like it. And that's why, did we talk about it on the show a short time ago? Somebody wrote somewhere where the people that do really well in life are all the people that do things that most people don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That can be
so
not necessarily an engineering job. That can be like, cleaning out what people don't want to clean out.
Yeah.
Sure. Plumbing.
I play golf with a lot of young guys down here that are all done because they got into the business of cleaning up like stuff that people didn't want to deal
or
with on a large
potties.
Scale.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
oh my god, potties, that cottage type, industry.
Yeah. There's money in porta potties. Well, what can we do for you this morning, Jill in Tampa?
Well, I just want to say good morning. You guys are definitely the best part of my day every day.
God bless
and
you.
And yesterday I got the Beachbody on Demand app with the TMS code, so thank you for that.
God
Thank
bless you.
You.
Good stuff.
You're
Thank
our
you.
Kind of listener, Jill.
Yes.
And really, that's you have no idea. Every time that, any time, and I think this is important to point out to people that support the show, you hear a lot of people saying, hey, I buy everything that you guys sell. When we put a code on
product.
A sponsor, that's literally they're measuring us.
Yes.
And they're not going to continue to advertise if they're not getting that code because the code indicates that. Same thing when you're texting 303030
right.
For Beachbody on Demand.
That's their
a
code.
Big one for us, and
yeah.
It's a kind of a different way of doing it. So we appreciate that. And have a wonderful day at your engineering job, okay?
Thank you. You guys have a good day, too.
You too.
You rock.
Bye-bye,
That's
then.
Good. I like
Made
that
my
call.
Day.
Michelle, we're going all the way out to Seattle, Washington.
Early.
Hello, Michelle. You're on the Mike O'Meara Show. Thanks for calling us early this morning.
Oh, yes. I had to wake up early and everything just to do this.
Aww.
That's wonderful. What can we do for you, ma'am?
So I'm out here on contract at what you would call a somewhat large software company.
Ooh. Okay.
So try and guess.
Look it up, Oscar. I know there are a couple of them
yeah.
out there.
Massive. Massive. Yeah.
So how long have you been working
at Microsoft?
I
don't have that many friends. All right. So you
okay.
guys are like what I got.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
That's okay.
We're
here
so
for you.
So I had kind of a funny story that I just wanted to share.
Please.
Lay it on us.
So I'm at work, and it's the first day back from vacation, and I get a migraine. I get, like, two of them a year.
I can relate to that.
And I get one the very first day back from vacation. And so I decide to go home. I'm not going to bus it. I'm going to take a Lyft. So I'm sitting at the elevator waiting for the elevator, and I get my push notification from Lyft, and it says, Jesus is waiting for you at your pickup point.
Run.
And I'm like, my first thought is, okay, this migraine might be worse than what I first.
That is a great story. And when you hopped into your Uber, did you have a guy with a robe and a beard that was in the front seat, or
he had a beard? He did have a beard, but he actually Jesus lives in Brooklyn. Or was just coming. He just lived in Brooklyn.
Oh,
and he's been here in Seattle for 2 months. And very nice guy.
See what
very
I would nice have done? Guy. I would have handed him a bottle of water and said, "Can you do anything with this?"
Thank you for the call, Michelle.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate that. Let's go to Cambridge, Massachusetts, and say hi to Chris. Chris, you're on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir.
Good, good. Hey, Rob, thanks so much for the fruitcake. It was phenomenal. It was life-changing. It was great with bourbon. So,
yeah, it does pair well with all the brown liquors. I'm glad you liked it.
Absolutely phenomenal. And that's really all I wanted to say. That's all.
That's worth it. That's good. I hope you enjoyed the fruitcake. We appreciate that. And by the way, we're getting late in the phone scan right now. And I have to say, Muhammad, we can't really continue our day unless we get a stock tip.
We need it.
There's goosing him right there. You know, the lines are open. Sean from Crofton, Maryland. Sean, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to touch base. Somebody said earlier about using the codes. I can't do it for myself, but anyone signing up for eHarmony should definitely use TMOS code. I met my fiance through eHarmony.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
There
a
it
swing
is.
Endorsement.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. We love our new sponsors, and that's the best way to do it, and we appreciate the call. You're very kind to say that. And let me just remind everybody, it is Wide Open Wednesday, doing it a little earlier today. 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-MORE. And I just now almost have a quest. He gets up later, doesn't he? Because he calls in later in the show.
I believe we had an early Wide Open Wednesday last week, and he was in the second segment, as I recall.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness.
He's up. He's here.
He's about to be screened.
That's very
good. Yes.
He wants to be wanted, Mike. He needs to be needed.
You know what? Now I feel like my day is complete. Ladies and gentlemen, we go to Mohammed from Woodbridge. Mo, we need our stock tip of the day. I'm addicted to this.
Yeah.
Lay it on us, Mo.
Goldman Sachs. GF.
That's a biggie. Yeah. That's a biggie. That's fantastic. All right. Rob, guess what? We got our stock tip. We can start the show. Hooray.
GS.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Okay, Kyle, the reason I called you in is there's a discrepancy on your application. It says that you fought in a war.
Yeah, I fought in the war.
A war. I'm just going to need to clarify that.
I fought for America. It was the no-gun war of 63.
Where was the no-gun war of 63?
That was the Europe war.
The Europe war?
The one in Europe. The Europe one. That war.
Sorry, what branch of the military are you in again?
Old Navy.
Old Navy. And what's the name of your general?
Mills.
The people who make cereal? Okay. That is so ridiculous, I'm actually going to give you another chance to lie. The name of your general was?
Mike.
General Mike.
General Mike Mills.
All right. Look, I'm too fascinated to stop asking you these questions that you have to make answers up for. Where did you go to boot camp?
Camp Boot.
You went to boot camp at Camp Boot?
Mm, yep.
I'm just going to go ahead and save both of our times and just change your application to a not lie and say you've heard of a war, not fought in a war.
I have heard of war.
I don't believe you, but that's what we're going to put.
Am I free to go?
Yes, sir. You look like a Toby Keith song, to G.I. Joe.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Thank you very much for the calls. We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We're on air on demand and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We're brought to you by the aforementioned Beachbody On Demand. You heard Michelle. She loves it. Happy 2018 to you. Here's a question. Did you make a resolution to lose weight, to feel better, just to make yourself a better you? Well, this is your year, and all you need to do is get yourself Beachbody On Demand. It's an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of the best world-class workouts, all proven to help people achieve their health and fitness goals. Get it on your computer, smart TV, tablet, smartphone, or any other web-enabled device. Work out whenever you want. No need for DVDs or a trip to the gym. Programs like P90X, T25, 21-Day Fix, Insanity, 3-week yoga retreat, so much more. Beachbody On Demand offers a wide variety of workouts ranging from cardio to weight training, yoga, low impact, even dance. With over 600 different workouts, there will be something for you. Beachbody On Demand even has nutritional help. You'll get nutrition plans and information on meal prep recipes and simple but proven eating plans. You need to give this service a try. Right now, our listeners can get a free trial membership when you text TMOS to 303030. That's full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts and nutrition information at no cost to you. Just text TMOS to 303030, and we thank you. Good early morning to you, everybody. Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's say hi to Janet from Williamsburg, Virginia. Janet, are you wearing a colonial dress right now?
Tricorn.
No, I am not. I am actually home because we have school canceled again, which is ridiculous.
What is the deal in Northern Virginia? And
well, they got hit harder in Williamsburg. How many inches of snow did you get?
Well, we actually got 8 inches, but our problem is we don't have snow plows because we get snow maybe once a year.
Mm-hmm. Did you say you got 8 inches of snow in Williamsburg?
Yeah, we got 8 inches in Hampton and Virginia Beach. They all got like 11 to 12 inches.
Oh, my God. Who is going to make the colonial candles?
A Yankee candle smells like cancellation.
Let me tell you why I like old Williamsburg, colonial Williamsburg, the tourist center of the lovely town this woman lives in. I will tell you that when I was a kid, we used to have field trips up to Sturbridge Village. And if you're heading up 84 and you're going up into Massachusetts, right over the Connecticut line, there's a town called Sturbridge. And every year in elementary school, we got to go to Sturbridge Village. And we got to pet the animals. They had like goats and sheep that we'd go see. They had ye olde buildings with blacksmithies and all the people running around with their colonial garb.
Butter churning.
But the best part was at the very end we got candy, and candy was that's all I thought about. I probably had a weight problem, like even when I was a skinny little kid. That's the way that goes.
Ye old candy? Did they
it
make
was
it?
Ye old candy? Yes, yeah. It was ye old candy. It was it all had soot on it.
Oh,
it was really really good candy. Let's go to Chris from Delaware. Chris, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, and Sturbridge is right on the Mass border, so you watch out for the Mass troopers when they're heading up 84.
Oh, you do? Yeah, and by the way, you know, really, to a certain extent, getting over the New York line, the Connecticut guys down around Greenwich and places like that, whenever you cross into a state, you have to be very mindful of the fact that that's where the troopers are getting quotas with speeders.
So
it's very dangerous. I think of all the states I've traveled in, the worst troopers probably are, is it North or South Carolina? I think it's South Carolina.
Yeah, I think you're right.
There's one Carolina where they're chill, and there's another one where they just, they'll blink at you. And, at one point, I had to wire money, or I was going to have to make an appearance down in North Carolina.
I remember that, yeah.
Driving back to D.C. What can we do for you, my friend?
Well, a new year is upon us, and hope springs eternal. And what gets me through the cold and the winter and the ice and the snow and all that stuff. Cue the music. Bump, 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 bump. 34 days till pitchers and catchers. Few more days and we'll see the batters. 34 days till pitchers and catchers. Only got 34 more.
You better hurry. This guy's talking about spring training baseball.
I love that. You sang, you had the balls to do it, and you made it to the jingle that we all hate.
Yay! That was a little loud. Sorry about. Was that super loud?
It was good. I like the guy that on the day after Christmas wrote 354 days of Christmas shopping on the on our website.
Very very exciting. Yeah. That's wonderful. That's a
Mike.
That's
you're
a
not as excited for spring training anymore.
You're not as invested, are you?
Not getting my tickets this year.
Yeah.
Not doing it.
They burned you too many times.
They just, and by the way, their offseason is justifying that also as they're going, yeah, maybe we'll get this guy. Maybe we'll get this guy. Yeah, we don't care. Let's re-sign the dull guy that we have. They re-signed my least favorite player, Mitch Moreland. The player that's just kind of, I'm a major leaguer, right? I'm a major leaguer, right? You know, they re-signed a guy that's got the same enthusiasm level of Dustin Johnson on the PGA, and I'm like, no, I'm not having it. Let's go to Alan from New Jersey. Alan, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good ball day.
Yeah,
Alan.
It,
It's Alan Wentzel, not just Alan.
Hey, oh,
what?
It's Alan Wentzel.
Oh, Alan Wentzel from the great institution of the American University.
Woo!
One of my favorite friends on Facebook currently. That's how we keep tabs. He of the Phillies fandom. He of the beautiful family. He, more importantly, of the overheard conversations at the Wawa Food Mart. Alan,
At the Wawa.
I am a connoisseur of your Facebook posts. How are you, Alan Wentzel? Even though now you're basically a better friend of Rob than you are of mine.
Now listen, Mike, that is overplayed, but as long as we have the subject up, Rob, are we still on for dinner with the Chubbucks this weekend?
Absolutely. Remember, we'll drop the keys in the bowl between appetizer and soup.
We'll bring the tuna casserole.
Nice. I can't wait.
Man. Oh, that's awesome. So, Mike, how are you? Yes.
On this Saturday, of course, I'm going to hang out with some of my white trash buddies and watch the Eagles play football.
Yeah, the Eagles. Yeah, the Eagles, one of the elites this year. The Eagles, a legitimate, decent chance to, boy, it's tough. You know, I like you, Alan, but I'm not sure I could make myself into an Eagles fan for you. That would be really tough for me.
No one's asking that, Mike. No, I would not expect that of anybody. As a matter of fact, you know, in Philadelphia, when you're a sports fan, they call it Negadelphia. So we're all figuring they're going to lose anyway. So
Negadelphia. Go Eagles.
So of course, you know, I'm thinking about ACL injuries because Carson Wentz is out and we got the backup quarterback in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so that reminds me, I have a replaced ACL, which I tore my ACL playing volleyball on a trampoline with a bunch of 9-year-olds.
Yeah, and but you're fitter. You're much fitter than I am, Alan.
Well, so I know that you tore your ACL, and I think that your story is a little different from the volleyball story, but I've never heard the entire story.
Have I told the story on anything besides the bonus show? Have
I don't think it's something that we ever really want to highlight.
No.
But
let me give you the
you should do
sanitized
like Pulp Fiction,
version.
Mike, and tell it out of sequence. That way people can put it together.
Ball gag first.
All right. Yeah. First of all, I want to preface this, Alan, by saying I had a couple of cocktails the other night with my golfing buddies, and I told this story.
Did you really?
The reaction was very interesting. They kind of looked at me like, God, what an idiot.
Yeah.
That's the reaction I got. The bottom line is, shortly after I'd gotten laid off from CBS Radio, we'd gone to a hockey game, and Mrs. O'Mara and I were in a watering hole outside of Verizon Center. And she, at that particular time, was weaning herself off the smokes, and she was vaping. And she was vaping in a bar, which they, at that time, at most bars, they don't let you even do that anymore.
Right.
But she was doing it inside this bar. And I went to go to the men's room, and when I came back, there were these two guys, not the real savory-looking guys, and they were standing next to my wife, and they had insinuated us themselves into a conversation. I was there with a couple of friends, including Officer Jerky, and they were hanging out, and one of the guys made a disparaging comment about a vape cigarette and my wife and something to do with putting something in her mouth.
Which You're speaking I found, of your wife, Mike?
Yes, yes. There's your jingle. And at that particular time, I realized that I was no longer on the radio in Washington, D.C. at that particular time, and it didn't really matter. And I had, over the years, probably refrained from getting into it with people because of the fact that I was a known commodity. And in my stupidity and in my Stella Artois-fueled brain, I said to myself, you know what? I've taken a lot of crap from people and looked the other way, and I don't feel like looking the other way.
Today's a new day.
Right.
And I invited this gentleman to dance. That's a fighting term. That's a fighting term. I invited him to step outside with me. When he stepped outside, I threw one at him, and I connected. And it would be what you would see in the movies, where the guy throws a punch at somebody, and then the guy doesn't move. And doesn't do anything. And I said, I'm going to die now. Now, what happened next? What happened next was the most confusing part. This was I was later to find out this was an individual that was in the military. And I was expecting to really just get my comeuppance once and for all. And instead, he did come at me, but he came at me with like an 8-year-old on the schoolyard with flailing hands.
Oh dear, open hands.
Open hands, but flailing just like, you know, and I put my hands up and I backed up. And when I backed up, my feet went out from under me and I went down. And I went down hard. And then his buddy came out and here I was on my back with two of these guys standing over. And at this point I said, well, you know, I'm going to get the beat down, but I'm going to get it from the boots. I'm going to get,
right.
They're going to kill me. I
curb
was really freaked
you.
Out.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my family and friends don't know where they are. They're probably saying, just one more drink, please. He'll be right back.
it's but on anyway, the Ameritab.
I'm down
yes, and we'll need an Uber.
Yes.
As I went to get up, and at this particular time, I was wearing, I'm such a rube. I was wearing Western boots. I was wearing a beautiful pair
nice.
Of Lucchese's. And when I got up, Alan, the lower leg was not connected to the upper leg. I had blown out.
Do you know
the feeling? Do you know the feeling where
I
it's just like,
oh yeah,
there's little connectivity between the two. And it was just it was a goat show. It was absolutely insanity. And I mean, there were ambulances, there was a trip to the ER, there were crutches, and then there was an eventual ACL replacement surgery. I will never forget what the doctor told me. And oddly enough, Dr. Madden, that was his name.
Really?
He's a big guy. And he came in and he said, I've got some good news and some bad news. And I said, what the F? I actually said the F word to him. I said, what are you talking about? He said, this is one of the best MRI pictures I think I've ever seen. I said, what's the bad news? He said, that curly Q right there, that's what's left of your ACL. That
was it.
And Alan Wentzel, you have filled a lot of content on my show because that is the story of what really went down. And I am not only not proud of it, I am hideously embarrassed by it because it was stupidity. A man in his 50s should not be out there with a man in his 30s and behaving like that. And, you know, it went a long way to probably contributing to a lot of other orthopedic things that I've dealt with. That's kind of
Know, Mike. It's a great story. It's a little O'Mara history now that I have, and I will say that at least I won the volleyball game on the trampoline.
So you have that. Yeah.
All right, get out of here. Thank you, Alan Wentzel. We appreciate that. That's the true.
Did
story
it also cure you of wearing Western boots?
Yeah. Oh, you bet your ass it did. I've never had them on since. I've
really?
Never had them on since. Yeah, that's why I kind of caught my heel going down. That's
wow.
That's what happened. It also cured me of, thinking that I was 28 years old. And it also cured me of solving problems that I could have said by calling a manager over and go, Maitre d', you know, can you get rid of this guy? They were weird, though. They were weird. And then the guy was all freaked out. And the guy that did it, my buddy Jerky came out and the guy ran and Jerky chased him down into the
caught
subway
him.
And I'll never forget, Jerky comes into the back of the ambulance where I'm being literally hoisted oof. In because my ACL has been blown
that,
out
that and Caps Jerky, crowd
yeah and
Jerky comes in and says to me, you know, they got cameras here, did you throw the first punch? I said, yeah. He said, well, they're asking if you want to prosecute the guy. I said, no, I didn't. He slapped at me, but I didn't do anything. I said, but I want to talk to the guy because I didn't understand why he was doing what he was doing. And so he came in there and he looked at me and he said, almost sarcastically, it's hard to remember all this, but he looked at me and he said, I'm really sorry you had that fall, man. and I said, listen, it's over, but I just didn't understand why you needed to be that rude to us and insinuate us in the conversation. And, it just ended. And he left the ambulance. And the guy, the paramedic that was sitting over my left shoulder, I swear to God, this was the quote of the paramedic. The guy goes, what an a-hole.
No consolation, though.
No,
I was
no,
the one going to the
no.
hospital.
Yeah. So the moral of that story is don't drink, kids. Don't drink. That's it. That's what I would say to you. Yeah, it was.
I think the
don't
takeaway,
drink in cowboy boots.
The new
don't
takeaway,
drink in cowboy boots.
The one part I knew the story, and we reenacted it for a photograph. I didn't know that the guy came at you with girly flailing arms.
Yeah, he flailed his arms.
Wow,
it wasn't the classic like I'm gonna punch you.
Yeah,
and it was just a weird night. That was a result of A, the comment the guy made. B, the fact that I was a hurting unit. I was very upset about the way things had transpired.
Sure.
And I was just not a happy guy. I was not, to be honest with you, all that in my cups, to be honest with you. I was just sitting
more
there.
More emotional than anything. Yeah.
I'd had enough in it. But it was stupid. It was absolutely stupid. You never. That's what they have staff in a restaurant for.
Bouncers. Ask them, they bounce.
Get them the hell out of there. Bounce the moral of that story. Don't do what I... Don't be like me, kids. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Wow.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I like my workplace, but it just isn't hostile enough? Well, boy, do we have the opportunity for you. The Mike O'Mara Show is looking for interns, and you could be what we're looking for. Afraid you might not pass a drug test? Don't worry, we hired Adrian. Do you think you don't have the personality or drive to be in radio? Well, Mac is still working here. And if you're worried about a criminal record, Dan O'Brien's shirts are so tight, they ought to be illegal. Any and all crayon written resumes can be sent to rob@mikeomarashow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show Intern Program. It exists because college credits cost us nothing.
Great interviews, by the way, coming along.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We got some new interns in there.
Some
happier.
Bright kids. Lots of women, by the way.
Yes, that's good. Well, the women are always smarter. I mean,
it's like they're the only ones that want to work.
Yeah.
Well, they're the ones that want to work, and they're the ones that are smarter in our estimation. That's the way it goes. It's a new year, everybody, and it's a great time to make a new start. We love our friends at Cornerstone First Financial. That's why we tell you about them all the time, because we know that you need guidance when you're refinancing, when you're getting a loan. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the process. They'll do it quickly. They're smart. They're quality human beings. And if you haven't looked at the news lately, the higher interest rates are coming soon.
Yes.
You're going to be paying more on car loans, credit cards, anything you finance. They're going to tell you exactly how it works. Cornerstone First Financial can lock in a rate before it's too late. Whether buying or refinancing, Cornerstone First Financial understands that it's your money. We know these guys. My God, the entire Santana clan, they practically have a cot set up in their
office.
Our
listeners.
Yes, exactly.
Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing, licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. And Happy New Year from everyone at Cornerstone First Financial. I didn't mention this because it was a Monday night, but just want to salute the Good Place Guanaria. I want to say thank you for $2 margarita night.
Oh, wow. That's a deal. Yeah.
But here's, when I just got done saying don't do what I do, I should tell everybody that... if you're going to come down here and stop by that fabulous joint, please limit yourself to two.
Yes.
Don't go for the third one.
Heavy pours?
Yeah.
They say that a martini is like a breast. One is not enough, and three is too many.
I'm new to the world of margaritas.
Yes.
All right? And I am also new to the world of I just can't handle it like I used to. And the fact is that... here's the way it worked, okay? We cheated a little bit. I don't want to get them in trouble or me in trouble, but the fact is that they're so popular that they have an outside little bar area for people that are waiting to get seated for their fabulous Mexican meal.
Mm-hmm.
And so we love them so much. Carl and I are such little rummies that we sat there and said, listen, we loved our little margaritas, and you know they're serving them in plastic cups outside.
Like
for
go
people
cups?
That are waiting,
yeah.
So you could probably grab one on the outside. So Carla says, "I don't want one." So on the way out, Carla was driving, and I swung by the little outside bar and grabbed a third, and we took it home. We didn't drink it on the way home. Well, maybe we took a sip or two. Maybe
it to spill.
And but the fact is, we got home, and because it's frozen, it's a long thing to consume. It takes a good long time.
Right.
It's a wonderful. Sit down, chill out, put a little tune on for the kid before bed, and just enjoy watching early evening television. And but I will tell you, when the third one hit, here's the way this margarita works. It comes in a big glass, about that big, right?
Okay,
and it's frozen, and they put a little salt on the rim of the glass. I'm not explaining margaritas to anybody. Everybody knows what they're talking about, but they're new to me. They're fabulously new to me, and they put the salt on the top of the glass. And then because they're frozen, it takes a long time to consume them.
Lest you get a headache.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you want to know, the first one goes down like a Slurpee. All right.
Sure.
It's not. And then about a quarter of a way through the second one, you get that sort of tequila anesthetic effect that comes in. And you're kind of sitting there going, man, what a great way to spend a Monday night. Isn't this fantastic? Isn't that great? Now, by the end of the second one, you're just feeling kind of super chill.
Right.
All right? The problem is, it is a two-drink, that is a two-drink drink.
Okay.
You do not want to go to the third. Because when I went to the third, you know, suddenly I felt like I should be in some sort of ER somewhere. It was...
sudden?
You know, I get the flop sweats. You know, I'm still... Carla came, went into the bedroom. Between all of this, we put the little guy down to bed.
Come here, little Michael. Give your father a kiss. Give me a kiss.
Love you.
It's not that kind of booze. It's not. It's just we put him down. We're right. Fully functional. And then Carla goes in to, you know, put her little nightshirt on or whatever she's going to wear. And then she comes out and I'm in the chair and I am gone. I am out for the count with about a quarter left of the third one.
Wow.
Man.
Talk about how fiscally responsible it is to dine at Iguanaria. How much is a regularly priced margarita as opposed
$5.
To $5. So they really
cut the
price.
Which is an incredible deal.
That's still a deal.
Do you know what it is on Monday night?
What?
$2.
You see, that's a great deal.
Great deal.
$2 margarita.
I wonder what
60%
in their,
off.
What in their business plan? Oh, that's because Monday's probably the slowest day.
That brings
of the
Monday
week.
Is the
people
slowest
in,
day.
Right?
They are balls to the wall, packed during the season every single night because they're reasonably priced. They're incredible service. I'm sorry, you know, they don't do advertising here. I should be talking about Jimmy's like that.
Yeah,
right. Another great.
What
great
is Jimmy's
beer.
Doing on Mondays?
Jimmy has promotions all the time. He does goofy stuff that's going on. You know,
at Mondays, Jimmy's. I just saw this on his calendar. They answer the phone starting at 10 a.m. It's
what
10 a.m. Monday.
All right, we're going to be at Jimmy's on Super Bowl Sunday.
Jimmy Nostaki.
Allegedly, we will be there at 4 o'clock for the ribbon cutting for the wing.
Right.
If all goes
games
according
at
to
six.
Plan.
Games at
but
6:30
the game
kickoff.
Will be at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a 6:30 kickoff. I will be there for kickoff.
Attaboy.
That's it. I wanted to let everybody know
big
that.
Big scissors, big ribbon.
Yeah, big
and
ribbon.
Big fun.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about Jimmy is we're not 1,000% sure that it will be the official, that the permitting and all that.
Oh, it could be a soft opening or a hard opening, or you could come over on Saturday.
Yeah, he's, but we're going to be there. We're going to be there.
And 100%.
We're going to bring our scissors because we're hoping for the, now, when he opened, he had the 1 day permit. How he got that, I don't know how, but he had the 1 day permit where they opened up the wing and people watched the Buffalo playoff game. And
right.
I saw the connectivity between the bar side and the new wing, that big doorway, which is exactly like I envisioned it. And then you got the men's room and the ladies' room across the hall from each other, not side by side with like a one-holer.
Right.
This is gonna be epic. And he told me that they're putting tile down in the men's room today.
Fingers crossed.
But not so fast because he doesn't want to finish early.
Yeah, that was the weirdest thing. I told them to slow down so they finished up on time, but not ahead of schedule.
I know, but we're going to be there. So if you, and by the way, our good friend, and look, we give him a hard time, but yeah, got to give him props where props are concerned. Stephen Douglas McIntyre.
Yes.
Has 50 reservations. Do you realize that? He has 50 reservations for the lower level. The entire lower level is taken by the TMOS fan club.
It's like a Van Halen concert. He stayed up all night at Hex in front of Ticketmaster and bought all the front row tickets.
He is a machine, as I think Todd Moore told me. I got a message from SDM, and I said, well, what was it? Right before he left for CES, right? He said, can I count on you, Todd, to be at Jimmy's? It's almost like he's recruiting for the Army.
Wow, can I count on you?
People. He likes that joint, too. Now, is he living in the D.C. area, or is he in, like, Atlanta?
He's in Atlanta.
Like
yeah,
he's
a far
Atlanta
away guy.
And he got this done. He did this, and he's
SDM.
In Atlanta. Wow. All right. As much as a hard time as I give the guy, it did make me laugh when I saw it. Because initially, like, it was not out of our mouths before he had a thread up on the fan club.
Yes.
It said 20 people. I need 20 people. And then 20 became 50. And, you know what? It's the people in
God
D.C. that support that fan club that are all going to be there.
God
and then, but by the way, if the wing is open, that'll be even more people that can come in for that. But we'll be hanging out there, and I would love, you know what my goal is. My goal is to be the first person ever to pee in the, and by the way, pee is what I'd like to do, and if I'm capable, I'll do something else.
When nature calls, Mike.
Well, Mike, that's the difference between what we call a hard and a soft grand opening.
You got it. Take a break. We will come back. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody.
An all-new AmeriCast is already here. This week, Marcus Serta kicks off 2018 with P1 Linda Herr. They talk about all the things that happened in the Moore Network last week and even made some resolutions for 2018.
I'm hoping to just kind of roll with things and not set myself up for something that I'm going to fail at.
Download and listen today. It's AmeriCast, and you can get it on the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. Magazines are the best.
Yes.
They have the best content, the best insight, the best entertainment. You can better yourself by reading magazines. But they are expensive, they are bulky, and they are inconvenient. Am I right?
Right.
Yeah, right.
You are.
Yeah,
you are.
Well, yeah, he's right. It's what, yeah, what the man said.
Dilly.
With Texture. With the Texture app, you get the whole magazine right on your smart device. Plus, unlimited access to over 200 additional premium titles like Vogue, Sports Illustrated, Maxim, Entertainment Weekly, and my personal favorite, Glamour. Here we go. And right now, you can try Texture for free. Glamour Magazine.
It was Glamour Magazine.
Glamour Magazine. It's totally searchable, has daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Just imagine having your favorite magazines and their back issues anytime, anywhere. To start your Texture free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, podcast listeners will get Texture, are you ready for this, for just $9.99 a month.
Wow.
That's every magazine. That's 200 magazines.
Yeah.
Over 200 magazines.
All
that is
ones.
Over 30% off their listed price. With Texture on your phone or tablet, you'll never be out in the cold again because all of the hot magazines are right at your fingertips. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial today. That's texture.com/TMOS. I did say this briefly in the news yesterday. I want to say it one last time. And I mean this, okay? Listen, America, it's real important. And I know this is, we'll talk about it with Chris Freitz on Political Persuasions, but we're going to be a little more serious on that show. This is more lighthearted, okay? I think it's really, really silly for just because a television celebrity became president after a movie star had become president that we start thinking that the most fertile ground for leading this country comes from our celebrities.
Right.
I think that is dumb. And I think that is lazy.
Mm.
And I think that Oscar likes to mention the movie Idiocracy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that lends towards the idiocracy side of things. Not that Oprah's not a perfectly brilliant, capable entertainment figure. But is that what it is now? Is that where we're going to be mining for our leaders?
Well,
from
that's our royalty.
TV shows?
That's our royalty. And if you go back, I think history will bear me out here. That Bill Clinton was our first professional politician that was president. He was the guy who set out to be a politician that made it to the final run and got all the way there. Before that, we had people from government and people from military, largely, that were presidents. And now we are just okay with the fact that, okay, this guy's job, this is what he's always wanted to do. He's wanted to be president. So what's the next step? The next step is, I want to be president because my history has been entertaining you all the way through. You know me. And it's not a wise progression, but it seems to be that's where it's going.
I just think we're better than
the Kennedys, like serial politicians.
They were, but also they had military experience. But
it was part of the portfolio.
Some will say they did the military to become president.
Yeah, the Bush family.
Yeah, but the Clinton, but I think they eliminated really, that step totally. The Clinton,
but when you're talking about leadership, you're talking about somebody who's had experience in government.
I'm just kidding.
Draft dodging.
You know, the thing. I just think it's a slippery slope. And don't you think it's because we love? We're just so lazy.
We're effing, and this is not everybody, we're obsessed with the celebrity.
Yeah.
We are. Whether
it's
Instagram, it's on YouTube, and we technically are part of this culture because it's how we make a living, but you're right. It would be nice that just because someone is successful on the magic box and then gives a great speech on the magic box, that doesn't mean that conveys their ability to lead in the free world, essentially.
But we all were, between Margarita 2 and 3 on Sunday night, and we all watched the Golden Globe, the Golden Globes, and we saw that fantastic speech, and we said, you know what? This could work. And you didn't have to research it.
It was handed to us. I was moved by her speech.
Sure,
I thought she gave a great speech. But then when the dust settled, and, you say to yourself, it's just, I think we need to study more in America.
Yeah.
Of course.
You know what I mean? It's like,
do you think
getting a presidential
electorate?
Hold on. It's just like getting a presidential candidate with the, without doing our homework.
Mm-hmm. What about?
You know, and it's just like, it's Oprah. We know who Oprah is. She's on TV.
Seen her on TV. Yeah.
Where are the Nelson Mandelas of the world?
Well,
where
the
are
real
they?
Leaders. The yes. real leaders. Where are the Ben Franklins yeah. and the Thomas Jeffersons and the, you know, well, I mean, I want... I want,
dead.
The,
we know that,
I want the eggheads, you know? Say what you will about whether you're Republican or Democrat about Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon was a smart guy. And as far as international relations, he did a lot of
also
good stuff.
Also a sweaty guy.
Yes. He was a sweaty guy. He
and
was
a
not telegenic.
Guy.
He was paranoid.
Yes.
And he kind of ruined things for himself because of that paranoia.
I am not
but
a crook.
I hey, want good the, impression. I want the competent person. I want the person that's in there. That's got, now, look, they're all going to have to give speeches. They're going to have to debate. They're going to have to get... But the rules seem to be now, it's not necessarily the celebrity as it is the moment. Our
here,
attention
here.
Span
yeah.
is
so, brief.
So, you know what I said, and I don't want to get too heavy here, but you know what I said, my wife and I were talking about this. Does anybody mention anything about Las Vegas anymore? Does anybody say
no, we're past
anything
it.
About that? It's over.
Well, we're still in negotiations for our live show.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we're going to Las Vegas, because
yes.
I remember that.
Yes.
Thank you for that, though. I appreciate that. Now, how do I handle that one? Let me see if I can weave that into the fabric
the last
of the
time,
show now.
The last time
Oscar
that...
just threw me the... That was not a curveball. That was a submarine slider that I'm trying to hit with a fungo bat. That was really hard to...
I will say this. It was lightly mentioned only in the aspect that security was going to be so tight at Times Square. But
yeah.
they didn't give it the gravity or importance of
no.
what it deserved. They just
no,
said,
it's not
we fixed
the moment.
It. Yeah, it's
and,
not
and
the moment.
And the whole reason people say, Oprah for president, because it was the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the magic box and everything like that. And I just wish in a land that we have here that we could really, really vet the people that we have. And unfortunately, this has been said for years and years. In order to become a president of the United States, or a senator, or a governor, or a congressman, you have to put yourself into this media meat grinder, this
sure.
social media meat grinder, and there are lots and lots and lots of really qualified, good, smart people that are so smart that they're saying, "I'm not dealing with that crap."
Can I give you
no intention?
You're right. Can I give you an example?
Sure.
And again, this is not my realm, but I feel like Rex Tillerson, right? Who
the former head of ExxonMobil.
Yes.
Now Secretary of State.
Yes. That's the type of executive that you want in leadership that now is probably saying, what the F did I get myself into?
You would think from what you read
yeah.
that
yes.
he's rolling his eyes along with a lot of other people that
yeah.
are involved.
Why
in,
would
in
you
this
get involved if this is something, if this system, whether President Trump is in office or not, why would you get involved if the system treats you the way it does?
And the reason the system may be broken, and I think it was Henry Rollins who said it, he said that an informed electorate does not put us in the situation that we are in right now.
No.
And so it's really, I don't put it on the people that are being elected. I put it on the people that are electing them. And we need to be better.
But we're not all voting either, right?
No, well,
so.
we're not all voting.
We
no,
don't participate. And the fact is, we love our select. And so when you see that, you say to yourselves, okay, you're the same people. A lot of the same people that are getting all excited about Oprah 2020 are the same people that throw rocks at Donald Trump for his lack of experience,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Right.
Just get your act together, America. It's time to get somebody, you know, on both sides. I would love to have a battle. Wouldn't you love to see a battle royale where it's a razor-thin margin, but on both sides you've got these massively qualified character people?
Yeah,
I'd love to see that.
But accomplished... Like well-rounded with education,
well-educated, yes,
government experience,
yes, on both teams.
Yes.
So, Mike, this is very exciting. You're finally announcing your intention to run.
No, I'm sorry, Rubs. Skeletons.
No, you are well-rounded.
Skeletons. No,
you
skeletons.
Are educated.
Nah,
you
are, they'll be.
You already told them that you're off cowboy boots. What?
No,
what more could they find out?
Yeah, but they'll, you know, once they see video of the fight, you know, they'll know that I lied.
Trending.
But anyway,
trending.
We need a leader that, much like the first season of Black Mirror, first episode, is willing to do whatever it takes to save the country.
Yeah, do whatever.
Oh,
it takes,
by the way,
Mike.
Speaking of Black Mirror, watch the second episode of season one last night. The futuristic one. Did you see that one?
I have not gotten.
Where they're on the treadmills? No. Here's the thing, and I mentioned this on my show prep today, real quick, because we do have to break.
Yeah, sure.
The British dialects, if it's real time, if they're using the way they speak in Britain, it might as well be Arabic to me. Because He makes his big speech last night. I'm watching it with Carla. It's like, so the time is from on the town, and it's another the baby. And I said, I know that we share a common language, but I don't understand the words that's coming. Now, Downton Abbey understood every word.
Okay? What if you put on the closed captioning? Is that an option?
Yeah, I might do that. Elizabeth does that.
I do that.
Peaky Blinders. Peaky Blinders, by the way, that is mandatory subtitles because they're like, hello, my little walker, Joe. You're about to show me in front of China. Pull it out with part of a shade if I'm better, Canada.
I understand, though. You want all your British people to sound like Cary Grant.
I want all my British people. No, I want all my British people to sound like Lord Grantham.
Oh, see. Very good.
Yes. Very good, Michael. You're absolutely right about your candidates. Anyway, we'll take a break, and we will come back with news you may not need. We're doing a little show today right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
I'm Oscar Santana, and I'm Todd Moore. We're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and technology, and we're doing it right now.
Yes, and we're much better than Rob's people.
F you, Rob. Hey, listen to Tech 411. That's available on MikeOMaraShow.com, or find us on iTunes. Just search for Tech 411 Show.
More Broadcasting.
Show.
For more information, visit us at MoreBroadcasting.com.
Todd and I were kicked out of Clyde's at 2:30 in the morning, Saturday morning, because we went out on Friday with Rofo. Rofo slept on my couch.
Oh,
that is a trifecta. Day. I would.
How's your couch?
I have to be honest with you. After New Orleans and Todd Moore, I would so want to be the fourth in that group. I would live to be the fourth in
but
that
wouldn't
group.
But wouldn't you love to have a picture of Oscar, Todd, and Rofo, and you could say going, gone.
I have socialized with Rofo, but I've never partied with Rofo, and I think it might be
He's a fun activity.
Fun. Yeah, he is.
Is Todd going to join us for the Super Bowl party?
Yeah, absolutely. He confirmed.
Because I'll tell you, Todd Moore, in my estimation, I've known him for a long time, but hit and miss. Todd went to an entirely different level with me in New Orleans. It was just, he is such a perfect, if it's on his mind, it's out his mouth.
Yeah.
It's fun.
But his heart's in the right place, and he is... I love the guy. I want to party with
him.
And
we're on Bourbon Street with Todd. He said, wait, this place has tall green drinks. Come on in. We're all getting tall green drinks.
Oh, he's the best. He's out in Vegas this week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's at CES, that rat bastard.
Yeah, it's all photo.
We should check in with him.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Making New Year's resolutions is one thing. Sticking to them is another. I've told you about the fact that I got this balky back, right?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get back and be outside and swing a golf club and be healthy and be active. My Sleep Number is absolutely therapeutic for me, and science has proven that getting more sleep will make it easier to reach your goals in the new year. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort and support on each side. That's why couples love it. Their newest beds are so smart that they actually sense your every move and automatically adjust so you sleep comfortably throughout the night. Hey, they even have an adjustment for snoring. Does your bed do that? I think not.
Lord Grantham.
My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep Number score was a 90. And I feel great.
Nice.
Don't miss the best bed for couples at the lowest prices of the season. Come in now and save $400 to $700 on the most popular Sleep Number mattresses. You'll only find Sleep Number at sleepnumber.com or any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061. Please, 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 please tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
News!
News written in the dark. As controversial as it is, Kelly, well, it's early. Kelly Clarkson isn't afraid to admit publicly that she spanks her 3-year-old daughter, River Rose. In a recent radio interview, I'd love to get Kelly Clarkson on the show. That would be fun. We can talk child rearing. She said, quote, I am not above spanking, which people aren't necessarily into, and I don't mean like hitting her hard, I just mean spanking. My parents spanked me, and I did fine in life, and I feel fine about it. She adds, quote, I'm from the South, y'all, so we get spankings. My mom would call the principal if I ever ended up in the principal's office and give permission for her to spank me.
Mm.
Kelly and her husband, Brandon Blackstock. Sounds like a character on a soap opera.
The amazing Brandon Blackstock.
They also have a one-year-old son named Remington Alexander. Where do you two line up on that? I know Oscar was summarily beaten as a child. Rob, were you a spanker?
I was hit. Robert received a few spankings. I don't think Julia ever spanked. I have a curious thing I want to ask you about. Remember the lady who played Blair on The Facts of Life, Lisa Welchel?
She was the hot saucing, right?
Yeah, she makes kids take tablespoons of hot sauce.
Well,
as
no,
a punishment.
Not tablespoons, but she puts it on her finger.
A full liquid cup of hot sauce.
It was called hot saucing. That is abuse. I don't believe in that. That's crap. You don't need to do that. Now, I did not spank Elizabeth.
Right.
I spanked Catherine one time. And let me see. As far as Michael William, I have spanked him 647 times.
Yeah, I agree.
Was there
corporal punishment in your school?
No, not in my school.
I remember in kindergarten, a guy being
paddled.
He said his mom gave permission for him to be hit by the principal.
With a little boy who's out of control occasionally, I did it probably when he was three. I haven't done it since, and probably twice. And because of that, he remembers it, and I can use it and say, "Do you want to get a spanking?" It's harder not to hit, but who has the time? I see. That's it. No, nothing more needed. Right. Thank you. NBC is airing the Super Bowl, and they've already come out and said that if there are players kneeling during the national anthem, they'll show it. The producer says, quote, "It's certainly possible there will be protests. It was a pretty big story in our country this fall. We'd show it. When you're covering a live event, you're covering what's happening. If there are players who choose to kneel, then we'll show it live." Technically, he isn't necessarily saying that they'll go out of their way to feature every protest, just that they won't make an effort to censor it. Amen to NBC. I think that's a good idea. Pink is singing the anthem this year, by the way, and I'm a
Solid.
Pink fan. I think that's fantastic.
Do you think she'll be standing on the field or swinging on some sort of scarf above the field?
Vine. I think if she was doing the halftime show, we'd get the cables and all that, but I think she'll probably
do the standard version
of it. It's been pretty obvious from the day Stranger Things premiered that Millie Bobby Brown was going places. Well, her journey has begun. Millie Bobby Brown has a star factor that I think is very, very significant.
And instantaneous. You realize it right away.
She's got a uniqueness to her, even at her young age, where I think she's going to be a big star. She already filmed the Godzilla sequel, Godzilla King of the Monsters. That'll be out March 2019. And she just signed on to star in a franchise about Sherlock Holmes' 14-year-old sister. There's no surprise to me that she's getting all these roles. Millie. It's based on a young adult book series called The Enola Holmes Mysteries by Nancy Springer. By the way, Millie is also producing the movies, and she's 13. She turns 14 next month, and she is going to produce the movies.
She will have plenty of dollars to buy Eggo waffles now.
You know, the thing about her is I remember seeing her in Stranger Things, and she had a certain magnetism to her where I said, man, I want that. That looks like one of, that could be my daughter.
Yeah.
And you can't, that's just a look you have. You've got that kind of sympathetic, I can't describe her. She's a very unique person.
We talked about it when that show broke, is that it was a very unique bunch of kids because you didn't hate them all right away like most
kids.
That's
it. And I don't like stage kids in movies.
No, I even like the tooth kid in the cable modem commercials now.
Oh, they're hysterical.
He's great.
Kid's got,
I hated him at first, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? Everyone should have Fios.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
There's no doubt that one of the things that made American Idol an immediate sensation was the bad auditions, but a lot has changed in reality TV, and Idol wants to change with it. I don't know. When ABC brings Idol back, they're doing away with those bad auditions. Showrunner Trish Kinane says, quote, "It doesn't feel comfortable to put borderline unstable people up on stage and laugh at them. It's the American way."
Yeah.
That doesn't mean every audition will be serious necessarily. She says, quote, "We want the humor, but we don't want the exploitation."
So I was watching
Do you think that's just them trying to sound good because they were...
I don't know that they're going to try to reinvent something that was so truly great in the day. I was watching sitcoms on ABC last night, and they're really, really promoting the return of American Idol. And it doesn't even feel right on ABC. It's such a Fox show that if they try to reinvent it or mess with it too much, they're going to ruin it. It's going to be bad out of the box.
Yeah, I don't know. The bad auditions were that was the whole season.
That's it.
Until they got to the end. There's a lot of free money for you out there in the world if you have zero shame, ethics, or personal code. I know. I had you at free money. Listen to this. The guy posted a picture on Facebook Friday. He's at the return line at Costco. And Costco has a reputation for being really fabulous about returns. Mm-hmm. They're good at it. They're a behemoth. It was in L.A. The woman in front of him had dragged her huge Christmas tree in to return it on January 4th.
On the 4th?
Oh, my God.
On the 4th of January. Here we go. Her reason? Because it's dead. Oh. Rob, would this have been a real Christmas tree?
My Costco had 8-foot Fraser firs for, I think, $29.
She brought back a live Christmas tree on January 4th.
Wow.
Costco actually gave her the refund.
Mm-hmm.
The guy says the staff shamed her a little bit, but didn't want to give it to her. But she stood her ground, and eventually they gave in.
I believe they are instructed. At you know,
customer's always right.
Yeah, at risk of losing a customer. That's $29. You're buying a customer for life.
That's amazing. And now a little something, something. A guy in Goodyear, Arizona, was sitting on the toilet back on December 30th when suddenly his 69-year-old wife, Linda Jean! She busted into the bathroom and fired two shots in his direction. They both hit the wall 7 inches above his head. The police say he was slouched on the toilet, and that's a good thing, or else the shots would have been a lot closer. He called the cops. When they got there, Linda Jean admitted to firing the shots at the wall, and she said she did it, quote, to make him listen to me. Linda Jean! She was arrested for aggravated assault. Linda and her husband have been married for 32 blissful years. When I can't get one joke, I decide to do three.
Okay, so, I do it. I do it.
I wonder if their building that they lived in was evacuated. There's no information as to what the issue was. Thank you. Their marriage was strained. Well, I got one more. I hope there were no kids involved, and if there were, I hope they at least had time to drop them off at the pool.
Boy, Mike, you know how to stack them.
Oh, no, it says here in the story they have a baby granddaughter, little Ruth. I'm sorry. Yes, more poop jokes more often on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Can you make it?
2018 is here, and things are going to be exciting. Mike and the guys are plotting and planning. TMOS Live will happen. But the details are vague as of right now. Stay tuned to the Mike O'Mara Show for all of the details and information on TMOS Live 2018.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Hey, everybody, we love you for supporting us and for supporting the TMOS bonus content. You can build a roaring fire, buy new mittens, even fire up a dozen kerosene heaters, and old man winter will still bite you on the ass.
True.
What's the solution? Warm yourself from within with our bonus show. Yes, the soft tropical warmth that envelops your body when you subscribe to it. Feel the balmy, sultry coziness, the kind of comfort that only a bonus show can provide. Buy it, give it, share it, the toasty goodness of laughter. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week, and it will leave you wanting to wear a billowing Hawaiian shirt and a seductive grass skirt as you scream, "Get bent, bulky parka!" The TMOS bonus show is keeping me warm. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you. Keep it coming in 2018, okay?
Yes, please.
You did an okay job in 2017. We'd like you to do better in 2018, all right? All right. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, Jan 10, 2018. Take it away, Rob.
And as a personal favor to me, let's bring back Get Bent.
Mm.
I love that phrase.
Get bent, people.
Hey, get bent. It's right, you know what? It's polite without being dirty. Tanya Harding is everywhere nowadays.
Oh, man.
There's the I, Tanya movie.
I want to see that movie.
I do, too.
Five movies I want to go see now. I want to see the Molly game, the one with Jessica Chastain.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see the Water movie, right? The Sum of Water.
That's
or whatever the hell.
The Shape of Water,
All the Money in and Hostels. I want to see all those.
That's a busy afternoon.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, would you ever do a movie Fandango?
a movie fandango where I see everything.
Well, you go in, pay for one, and then you and Carla, like kids, sneak into another.
The old sneakeroo.
I could be capable of doing my wife in no way. I'm lucky to get her to sit through the credits. Once you go to the car.
Right, she could drop you off. Anyway, Tanya Harding was on. Did you know Piers Morgan is still doing live television in the in Great Britain? He does Good Morning Britain. Tanya Harding almost walked off on him. Oh. It got very awkward. You would
really?
Think, yeah, you would think that she's getting so much press nowadays. And there was a great moment at the Golden Globes when Allison Janney said, Tanya Harding is here. And there was a pause for applause that never came.
I know.
Because she's still,
still
a villain.
Known as the villain.
She's
absolutely
a villain. So here's a great moment on Good Morning Britain that almost happened.
It is okay to ask for help. It took me so long to be able to ask for somebody to help me.
Tanya, let me just interrupt a moment. Do you think
that's why I'm here speaking
to you
today?
Well, I know that maybe it suits you to play the victim, but I think the victim in all this wasn't you. It was Nancy Kerrigan, who had her Olympic dream shattered quite literally in her legs.
I believe that we all... Thank you so much. I appreciate being on your show, but I think I'm going to have to say have a good night.
You're going to end the interview because I think that Nancy Kerrigan was the victim here, not you.
You weren't letting me finish. I think that many people are the victims of abuse every single day.
So she threatened to walk off based on that. Don't you think she should be better prepared than that to handle such an obvious question?
Well, here's what I think. I think that Hollywood can build someone up and create the illusion that everything's just okay. From what I got from the acceptance speech of Allison Janney, this is a movie that discusses the relationship Tanya had with her mother, who was abusive, and the fact that she had a tough road to hoe.
And
that doesn't change the facts of the attack on Nancy Kerrigan.
You're right.
And I don't think America has changed their view on that. I'd like to see the movie, and if it's sympathetic to Tanya Harding, I'd be curious to watch it. But at the end of the day, I'm reading between the lines with the information on this movie. It is sympathetic because she grew up in an abusive relationship with her mom, but it's not sympathetic about the salient facts of the attack on Nancy Kerrigan, where the culpability of Tanya Harding is still very much in question.
It's a fine
line.
She may have known
what
was going on. It's a very fine line how you can paint her as a tragic hero.
And she's been a tough road to hoe. I mean, it's really been tough watching Tanya Harding because Tanya Harding is an angry young lady and comes across as that still to this day. I want to see the movie. I'm very curious about the movie.
She
and
can't get by on her looks forever.
And Galooly, the worst
Jeff
last
Galooly.
Name, right?
Oh, absolutely. Galooly.
Galooly.
Galooly. Galooly. Yep. Not all interviews go that well. There's a film historian that was being interviewed via Skype about the Golden Globes and the results of the Golden Globe. And his kid shows up and just starts talking. Just as kid walks in, this is what happens.
Has it been quite divisive because of these allegations of sexual harassment towards men and women?
That's my child, excuse me.
Oh, he can come in. It's not a problem, Daniel. We're quite happy to have youngsters on the program,
I can relate.
Too.
Yeah, okay. He wants to be part of this.
Hi.
Excuse me. Right, my little child?
Yes, that's great.
Right, my little child.
And seeing your son as well, Daniel. Thanks so much for joining us from Berkeley.
Thank you very much for having us.
Hi.
Bye.
I mean, think of it. You're a Golden Globe historian, not a great title to hold, and you're one moment, and your kid steps on it.
Better than that other guy that had the kid come in and he just like completely freaked out.
Oh, and the mother in the background?
Yeah.
All right, now let us look at Pittsburgh, where they had a crime announced. I like the description of how this car chase ended.
Okay.
But mostly I like the name of the crook, who, by the way, is a guy.
Police say this is the man who led them on a chase, crashing a stolen truck into a big rock.
So the guy crashed a truck into a rock.
Into a big rock.
That would be enough for me for it to be the audio vault. But wait, there's more.
According to the Observer reporter, Jamie Lee Curtis fled the scene in South Franklin Township, but police were able to trace his footprints in the snow.
Trace his footprints in the snow, get in a big truck, drive it in a rock. What's your name? Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis. I got a girl's name from the movies. Yeah, that's the way that goes.
All right, let us focus on one of our favorite parts of the country, Northern California. There is a homeowners association out there, and they're troubled because they discovered someone was renting out their garage in a neighborhood as an extra bedroom. They were taking in a boarder and letting them live in their garage. Okay? This is against the HOA, Mike. You cannot do
nobody
this.
Nobody wants a guy in a garage. I'd love to do it down here just to wig him out. That'd
so
be fun.
What they're doing to make sure this doesn't happen again is they're forcing everyone in the neighborhood to keep their garage door open for 8 hours a day.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Homeowners associations are the worst.
And they are not happy about
it. If we have to have this open from 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, anybody can help themselves and steal your blind. And they do it in this Auburn Greens complex.
This will just be an open door policy and saying, welcome, take what you want. I think they could have gone around this in a better logical way. Like, for example, maybe a monthly inspection.
No, just keep the door open.
Idiots.
Keep the door open. I'm the president of the HOA.
HOAs are never efficient.
No.
No. They're ever. Always stupid. They're always unbelievably stupid the way they do it. Pick the poop up.
Open the door.
There you go. Oh, there's somebody living in there, and his name is Jesus.
Just briefly, I kid you not, remember I was the president of my HOA for a year?
I know you
right?
were. You were wonderful. Wonderful service.
I ruled with an iron fist, and DC, nobody liked it, right?
Make DC great again.
It's an unthankful job. This year,
it's a thankless job.
My old building,
yes.
They have a heat problem, right? And I see one of my old neighbors, and I'm like, hey, how's everything going? I'm like, oh, the building's falling apart. It's not working out. And I said, why? They said, instead of putting shades up on the actual building where there's a skylight,
right.
They threw a tarp up there. You know what the tarp did? The tarp collected water and created a leak.
Oh,
idiots.
No. Oh, they're idiots. Do you own in there or do you still?
No, not
you're
anymore.
Out of
I'm
there
out.
Completely.
I'm out. I'm out.
They keep pulling me back in.
And they keep bringing me back into the HOA.
All right, let's close with this. You know, since we've had all the rebuilds and improvements here at our studio,
Chess.
We have a television, and a lot of times we find ourselves on the Wendy Williams Show. So you know it's 11 o'clock when you hear whoop, whoop, and we're watching Wendy Williams. She said something yesterday that really, really kind of threw me with her gutsiness. She was talking about Carrie Underwood.
When I heard about Carrie Underwood, I was more shocked. Did you hear about her? Well, we're not really talking about it because I really don't know a whole bunch about it other than that she allegedly fell down a bunch of steps at her house, broke her wrist. She released on Twitter that we might not recognize her when it's all said and done. I don't know what that means. An excuse for a facelift. But no, because we're cynical. No, but we're cynical. She was already cute.
Whoop, whoop. So let us see.
Carrie Underwood's like 28 years old, isn't she?
But if she had a botched job, that would be a good excuse.
Well, yeah, all Wendy I know Williams. This is that Wendy Williams is one class act.
Yeah, but I've seen pictures of Wendy Williams. I don't think she's ever had plastic surgery.
True story.
That's a true story. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MichaelMarisShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Sorry for a brief connectivity issue during the Mike O'Mara Show broadcast. We will do our best to make sure and ensure that that does not happen again. Dilly dilly, so long, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.